This is WHQR's Communique. I'm Gina Gamboni. The soulful crooner Paul Lauren is a singer, songwriter, and record producer from New York City who happens to be in Wilmington this week. Paul is in a fruitful breakthrough period in his musical career, which began at age 3. This song, All By Myself, received a lot of attention and opened a lot of doors for Paul, including an appearance on The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon and performances with The Temptations, Paul Schaefer, Queen Latifah. Jennifer Lopez selected him to perform at her birthday party. But enough about Paul Lauren for a moment. How did Matt Keane of Wilmington's Gravity Records get him booked for an intimate concert on Castle Street? And you know Matt Keane over at Gravity Records.
I know Matt Keane, gentleman and cavalier extraordinaire, owner of the best record shop in the state, let's say. Actually, let's just go for it, the whole Eastern Seaboard. Gravity Records. I'm like looking at what's on the shelves and I'm like, I need to live in this place. These are records you cannot find in New York City. They're gems. They're like stuff that I love from the 50s and 60s. A Jerry Butler record there and a beautiful Bossa Nova record there. And then he's got these like mid-century console furniture, record cabinets and tape machine. I'm like, oh, it's just like, that's the thing.
I read that you are an old soul.
Yeah, I connect with a certain kind of aesthetic. I guess it's mid-century, post-war America. And the music from that time period, really from mid-50s to mid-60s, everything from the dress, the cocktail and food culture from that time period, the kind of swinging, optimistic, dreamlike Palm Springs ideal, I love that. It excites me. And the idea is to take that vocabulary, that music, and make it contemporary. Write about stuff that I'm going through. Write about the heartbreaks and love and loss that I'm dealing with now, but kind of using the structure of that music.
Another song by Paul that has been receiving a lot of play is I Know a Place.
I wrote the song on guitar, which was rare for me because I'm a piano player, but sometimes when you write on a different instrument, it gives you a different feeling. It imparts different feeling into the music. So I wrote it on guitar, which forced me to be simple and almost elementary in like the strumming and the chord structure. And it was really like a folky kind of country simple song, hymn-like in a way. When I went to produce it with the band, I thought it deserved a bit more. I thought like What a Wonderful World or A Change is Gonna Come or Sam Cooke's version of Bob Dylan's Blowing in the Wind. I'm like, we could use some horns and some strings and things like that. And I went for it in the production and gave it more of a choir orchestral kind of sound. And when I heard it back, it really moved me. And I was like, that's it. That's beautiful. And I love it. Every time I sing it, it's kind of, I find something new in it.
I know a place somewhere we can go. A place where our hearts are free.
The room looks really cool. The back room at Gravity Records looks like the right size for me to like connect with people, do my thing. It'll be warm and friendly and kind of intimate.
That's Paul Lauren, live tomorrow night at 7 o'clock at Gravity Records. The show is free, but seating is very limited. Find out more about Paul Lauren and his music at WHQR.org. I'm Gina Gamboni. Communique is a production of WHQR Public Media.